Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55. An evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast. And then Wednesdays at 6:45, we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
We're going to sing Jesus Messiah. It's a great song. It talks about a lot of the different names of Jesus Christ. And as we learn each of those names, we learn something more about Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful song. Sing it with us, Jesus Messiah.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed for sinners, He's the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. All our hope is in You. All our hope is in You. All glory to You, God, the light of the world, Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for sinners. He's the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
I have asked Dr. Nina Peyrot to come sing for you. She's going to come sing a wonderful song in honor of Miss Naomi Wilson. Thank you, Nina. Sister Naomi would have loved that song. Amen.
You know, Christians have a very strange view of death. Indeed, we view death as an enemy. The Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And yet, death is but a defeated enemy for the child of God. The victory has been won through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, at our Christian funerals, while there is sadness, there is also joy and celebration. I want you to listen today on the broadcast to a couple of songs that were recorded live recently at funeral services. They were recorded with just a small pocket recorder, and the quality is not the best in the world. You may have to adjust your radio a little bit to listen to them. These were not professionally recorded at all. But the message and the anointing is powerful. If you've lost a loved one, it is our prayer that this song might minister joy and peace to your heart. Listen now as Sister Rosie sings a very powerful, oft-requested song for funerals.
She went to sleep one night. Song. It's a faith expression of the ultimate completion of our redemption, spirit, soul, and body. It's a powerful song, and it expresses the message that we win. Death is defeated. It'll be sung by Lyndall Lee.
Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get us out of that ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Well, meet me to Jesus. Meet me in the middle of the air. I'm gonna ride to meet my Lord, gonna say goodbye down here. Well, look way over yonder, what do you think I see? I see a band of angels over there, coming after me. But there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold death. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of that house, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Down yonder, Gabriel, put your foot on the land and sea. Don't you blow that trumpet, Gabriel, until you hear from me. Or I'm going down the river, bare my knees down in the sand. I'm gonna holler, I hold that until I reach that promised land. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Get up out of that ground, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. You can take me off to the graveyard, you can lay this body down, but on that first resurrection morning I'm coming up out of that ground. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me in the middle of the air. I'm gonna rise to meet my Lord, gonna say goodbye down here, cause there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound,
if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the broadcast of the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. The last two songs that you just heard were actually recorded at funeral services. You know, Christians are strange people in that even in sorrow, when we're weeping, at the same time we often are rejoicing because we believe the promises of God about heaven. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. And Christians are the happiest people, or should be the happiest people anywhere, because of the joy they have in their heart. John Flanagan, who's out of our church and has traveled the length and breadth of America singing gospel songs, he's written over 500 of them, has written a cute little song, and it talks, I think the title of it is, I'm a Special Kid. I believe you'll enjoy this.
So the Lord gave me this song one time and says, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He was thinking of something, guess I was it. Sometimes I feel that I'm a special kid. Did you ever have your thumb caught in a mouse trap? Nose frozen to a frosty pane? Hair tangled in the briar bushes? Something almost like it or the same? Well, that's the fix that I'm mixed up in so often. To be free, I can see no not a way. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. That's the why to hear him arguing to say, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He was thinking of something, guess I was it. Sometimes I feel that I'm a special kid. Did you ever dream a dream and wake up crying? You feel it was so real you were afraid? Did you ever think a thought you know you shouldn't? Satan shouts, make you doubt you're even saved. Jesus finds you and he binds you with caresses. Sets you on his knee and wipes your tears away. Making sure you feel secure with all his kisses. Then you go along singing on the way. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He was thinking of something, guess I was it. Sometimes I feel that I'm a special kid. When the clouds come and crowd away the blessings, you're depressed, you're distressed, you're all alone. The thunder makes you wonder if it's forever. The wind seems to send away the song. When you pray, the words you say all seem to scatter, like the leaves from the trees caught in a gale. And somehow someone gathers them together and takes them where the Heavenly Father dwells. I don't know how He does it, but He does it. I don't know how He did it, but He did. He was thinking of something, guess I was it. Sometimes I feel it, I'm a special kid. Bum, bum.
Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14, the Bible says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Number one, and it is a simplification, backsliding is bad. People don't act as if it's bad or treat it as if it's bad. They normalize it and act as if it's nothing. But backsliding is bad. And I want you to notice that it is sliding. It's not back jumping. It's not back running. That normally doesn't happen. It's back sliding. In fact, it's leaning and then sliding. In Hosea 11:7, God said, "My people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him." In other words, I have my servants calling them, but they're not answering. They're refusing to respond to the call. But he said, "My people are bent to backsliding." And so it's leaning. It's not hard. It's simple. It's easy. It's leaning and then sliding. And sliding is easy. Suddenly you find you don't pray as fervently. You don't serve as faithfully. You don't live as consistently. And something has happened. A change has taken place in your Christian life. And it happened oh so gradually. Backsliding is easy. Millions and millions of Christians have been very successful at it. All around this area and around the world, you would find in every hamlet, every town, every village, people who say they are saved who are not living for Christ. Backsliding is easy. Faithfulness and consistency are rare. That's what makes something valuable when it's rare. A jewel is rare. That's what makes Naomi Wilson and the Naomi Wilsons of the world so special, because faithfulness and consistency are rare. Backsliding usually happens gradually. It can happen softly. It can happen silently. You see, Satan is very wise in what he does. He doesn't attempt to lead you over a cliff straight down into disaster. Why, you wouldn't go. You'd know better than that. But a winding, twisting, turning, gradual descent, like you see on a mountain road, that is much less threatening. And little by little, you find you have lowered yourself in your spiritual walk. And eventually, suddenly, you find that now you're on a steep grade and the brakes seem to be out and you can't seem to stop and you are in trouble. And so I want to say to you, backsliding is bad. Even a little bit of backsliding is bad. Number two, second point, what you lie in, you will soak in. Proverbs 14:14, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Let me give you the illustration of a sponge, or maybe two identical sponges. And I take one and I put it in pure, clean, distilled water. But I take the other and I drop it in a sewer, and it absorbs that within which it lies. What you lie in, you will soak in. And number three, I say that sin is saturating, to continue that illustration. Sin is saturating. It's that word filled again. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And notice the words "with his own ways." He always thinks of himself. No time for God. And he doesn't think of God first and himself second. He thinks of himself first and God somewhere down the line. The Bible says in Psalms 10:4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. He doesn't think of God. He thinks of himself and what I want and what I want to do. Not what God wants or what God wants me to do. No, I think of me first. That's what the backslider does. I would say to you that the life of the sinner is very full. You say, oh, the life of the sinner is very empty. No, in a spiritual sense it's empty, but in another sense it is very full. The text says he'll be filled with his own ways. And apart from enlightenment by the Holy Spirit, he doesn't think he's missing anything. His life is very full. He's busy with this and busy with that and accomplishing this and accomplishing that and enjoying this and enjoying that and never thinking of God at all. Why? Because sin is saturating. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You think you can control it, but soon it controls you. And now I come to our fourth point. They're all connected. And it is that choices have consequences. The text says the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. There will be consequences to those decisions. Jeremiah 2:19, thine own wickedness shall correct thee. Oh, the backslider, it seems such a small thing, not a bad thing at all. I mean, I'm just not faithful. I'm just not consistent. I think of me first, and I do what I want to do. But later on, the consequences begin to come home to roost. You know what a pastor spends much of his life doing? Praying with people to have a crop failure who have sown seeds of self-destruction. Oh, how I wish I had stayed close to God. He says, know therefore and see that it's an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God. When you choose your own way instead of God's way, there will be consequences every time. Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You can't do it on your own. And when you choose your own way instead of God's way, you'll find that you're on the wrong way. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 through 7, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I wish some of you precious young people would take Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7 and just make it a life verse almost. Just say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways, and he will direct my path.
Well, that's good Bible counsel, not only for young people, but for all people, regardless of age. You know, the Bible way is always the best way, and the Bible way tells us that Jesus said, I am the way. To know him, to love him, to trust him as personal Savior, to believe in him as your Savior and Lord, and then to live the Spirit-filled life, that's the best life. Jesus said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.